on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Evening all.
Yes.
You are listening to the Bell and Spurling Show.
You are with him, Martin Bell.
And him, Johnny Spurlog. Coming up on the show, we're going to be talking. What are we talking about, John?
Yeah, exactly. What we were.
The weather.
Oh, the weather.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so hot.
And you're boiling,
isn't it? This climate change. It's unbelievable.
You know, I phoned up Greta. I've complained.
Did you?
I was in Loughton yesterday, just went out shopping.
Yeah.
I had to swim home.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. I drowned.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You look well for it.
I don't know. Bottom, so that the dancer just won't
hide. I'm going to talk about going on holiday. Some of your best holidays. Let's be honest, right? Okay.
The weather
is that bad at the moment. It is that bad.
Yes.
Let's talk about some of the nice times we've had on holidays, yeah?
What, in this country?
No.
Oh.
Other countries.
Oh, other countries.
This is rubbish, this country. It's all coming up on the Bell and Spurling Show. Bet you can't wait.
Mm.
Snowing outside, by the way.
Sorry?
Snowing outside.
I know.
Hailstones. It's going to be 48 degrees tomorrow. Also, it's John's mum's birthday.
Happy birthday, mum.
90 years of age.
She's 90.
Incredible. She's doing a marathon next week.
Yeah, she is. Well, she's eating one. Oh, no, that's a Snickers.
That's it. There she is on guitar.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Olive. She's listening.
She's listening.
Not really.
She's
90. I think she makes out.
I'll tell you what, I put up a post that, with her picture. You saw it.
Yeah.
Of course, she'd had some comments.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I mean,
plenty of people.
What people want to take her out?
Yeah.
With a punch.
Yeah, well, no, she's been getting some offers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yes. I remember once, it was at a funeral, actually. We went to a funeral a few years ago, and some fella come on to her.
No.
Yeah.
But that does happen at funerals, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of people say I met at a funeral.
Do they really?
Yeah, no, it does. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I went to, my aunt died.
Yes.
18 months ago.
Yeah.
And I saw my cousin there.
Yeah.
And I said, all right, how you doing? He said, yeah. Mm. And I wish I'd never gone to the funeral because he got me to invest in some cryptocurrencies and it's now worth about £1.
Oh.
So that was my...
Well, that was...
That was a bad one.
That was a bad funeral.
It's a bad funeral.
You can have good ones, can't you? It's the grub's got to be good.
Well, this is what I said.
A couple of years ago, went to a very good one.
A few people said to me, how's John? How is he? I've said he goes to more funerals than anybody.
Yeah, it's true.
People
years ago, when we know a few of the people, I don't think I've said this before, said to me, do you know what, John? Yeah. I tell you what, when you reach about 45, you're gonna drop dead.
Yeah.
So I'm 57 next month, and
you went to all their funerals.
Actually, I went to I remember going to the doctor's, and
did it.
I'm sitting there talking to him, you know, Dr. Colvin. His name was Dr. Colvin.
I think I remember him.
Useless. If you're listening, Dr. Colvin, you were useless.
Well, he was a carpet fitter.
He was a carpet fitter. Yeah. There was no point in him. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, so he sat there and I told him, you know, what I'd been doing and what I'd done and...
Everything.
And he looked at me and he said to me, do you not like life? He said, do you remember that?
I remember that.
Do you remember that?
I remember
Do you not like life?
Yeah.
I said, well, I like it a bit too much, actually. Yeah.
Well, you was in a bit of a state then, wasn't
I was in a bit of a state.
You wasn't, I'll be honest with you, you wasn't functioning, was you?
not on all cylinders.
Well,
no.
I don't think you had a cylinder.
I think I'd burnt all the cylinders.
I think you was more of an old carburettor.
Yeah. Well, I think I was just in when you put your car into what's his name mode parking
neutral.
I was in parking mode.
Yeah,
and now I'm in drive.
Oh no! Now you're in overdrive.
I'm in overdrive.
Yeah, I mean,
anyway,
look at you. Look at you.
I know.
It's nothing of you.
Nothing of
you're
me.
You're out doing a marathon yourself.
I'm a mere chit of a man. Chit.
No, in fact, I will go back before that. I said to you...
We're going
to
go through my medical history.
Well, not really, but we was in Marbella.
Yes.
And we was having a row.
Yeah.
And
many rows in Marbella.
It was about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And I said, look at you.
Is that when you punched the wall?
No, that was after.
And you made a dent.
Yeah. That was before.
Do you remember that?
In fact, no, that was...
You made a dent.
I did, I punched...
It's incredible.
I punched it was a pillar that was supporting the
ceiling.
It
was a pillar, and you punched it.
Yeah.
Luckily, it wasn't my head.
No.
And it was it was incredible.
It was out of frustration.
Yeah, yeah, of course it was.
I don't think you was functioning that night.
Probably not.
I think we were doing a gig, and you weren't in function mode.
Yeah, probably.
So I got the ump, and I punched the pillar.
It's called the swing bin. That was.
Was it the swing
bin? That was in the swing bin.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. And you took the swing.
The terrible thing is I punched the support pillar. The ceiling could have come in.
Hang on.
You know when they say the car, they broke the house down?
Yeah. You didn't let me finish with the doctor.
Yeah, go on, please.
And that was when the doctor, Dr. Colvin, useless, said to me, well, I've had a look on the chart here at your... life expectancy.
Yes.
And you're not going to make it past 46.
In fact, you should have gone 10 years ago.
Yeah. So I'm 57 next month. So Dr. Colvin, what did you know?
Did you know, you carpet fitter?
Yes.
Laying gripper rods. But you know what? You know what I'm like? I tell doctors where they're going wrong, don't I?
Oh, you're a walking medicine cabinet. Yeah.
I walk in and they say...
Oh, you should move into a hospital.
I say, don't look at your book. Don't start looking at your book to look this illness up. Yeah, I shall tell you what it is and what it requires. I did. I went in there
it's
recently.
Amazing,
I went there about 6 weeks ago and the fellow went, you all right? I went, I will be once you give me the stuff I need.
Yeah, and you rolled it off.
And he said, what do you need? And I said, 20 milligrams of this.
Yeah.
10 milligrams of that.
Did you really?
I did, yeah. And he said... okay, you know your stuff, don't you? I said, yeah. Well, I said, I know what makes me happy.
Yes.
And I went, look, I'm happy when you give me this.
What was it?
Steroids.
Oh, yeah, for your voice, wasn't it, when it went?
It was for my voice, yeah.
You're not meant to take them much, are you?
No.
But
I say my doctor's a doctor,
yes.
Let's be honest.
He lives in a caravan.
Right, he lives in a caravan. I go to see him and he goes, all right. What you need?
Let me look in my little magic.
He's got
my little magic cupboard.
He's called
here.
Dr. Kenny.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, right now.
No, the fact is, sometimes don't you find that the doctor sometimes wants to get you out of the? I mean, look, the waiting room's full, isn't it? Right,
do you know what? I was just before I got here, I was with my niece, Elise.
Oh, yeah.
And I think she might be listening.
You're a rapper.
My niece, Elise.
Yeah.
And she came round to give my mum some Prosecco, actually.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
We had a little glass.
Yeah, nice.
And she said to me the doctor's surgery was full up and going round the, you know, the queue was going round the corner.
Of course it would be.
She just said that.
There's not a lot of space left here.
But you know, there's never any in my local one.
What do you mean? What, in your doctor's?
No.
Really?
I'll go in there. It's empty. There must no one come.
Well, in saying that, In saying that, actually, yes. the one in Buckhurst Hill, you can get an appointment. But when I was growing up in Hainault, Chigwell, we had to go to the
Mertwell Drive.
Mertwell Drive. But in those days, you went to the surgery, the doctor's surgery, and it was a converted house.
That's right. That's
Down Nunnell Road. And you would sit in, a living room, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
With chairs around the edge.
That's it.
There was Golf Monthly in the middle with some old car magazines.
Yeah, of course.
And you'd
that's
get it.
That's right, it was,
And people whisper. They whisper next to you. I'll be in there with my mum, and she'd go, don't cough, because they'll think you're ill. That's why I'm here, mum.
I'm here because
I've got a cough, you imbecile.
Yeah. Well, in those days when you coughed, it was all right. But recently, if you coughed, you go in.
Well, you couldn't even go in the doctor's.
Do you remember when you did the remember being in the supermarket and having a little tickle?
Yeah.
And my mum would go, don't do that.
Yeah.
So do the people looking at us.
Think you're a leper.
They think you've got COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big one, wasn't it?
But did
by the way.
What's happened to it?
Where's it gone?
I'll tell you where it's gone.
Where's it gone?
The BBC. That lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the lovely BBC.
That lot.
Yeah, we love the BBC.
That mob. I've done a new thing on it the other night about it's increasing again.
Oh.
And here's the hot spots. You know where they do the maps at the moment?
Yeah, the maps
at the moment of the hot spots.
Yeah.
And they make it look like 3 million people are all dying.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In Lincoln.
Just like the climate. It's all red.
Yeah.
And scorching.
But people burning alive. Do you know what? I spoke to our friend today, Charlie Bailey.
Oh, Charlie.
Charlie Bailey. I spoke to him. He came back from Lindos yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Now, you saw everything last week. Now, I know there was fires in roads.
Yeah, okay. which was, of course, by arson.
Well, it wasn't of course, but apparently it could have been.
Of course it was.
And the word is from a few people there, the locals.
Yes.
Christoph. Okay. That there is a scene where they can't build, they can't get planning permission where there's greenery. Right. So fires are sometimes purposely started.
Yes.
So that there's a bit of a clearing
allegedly,
of greenery.
Of course.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you can build some properties there.
Ah.
Okay. So there is a bit of that going on.
There's a bit of that
However,
going on.
He was there and he said he's been there for the last 7 or 8 days.
Yeah.
He said it was 32, 33 degrees.
No, it's normal.
Not 48. He said
normal for Lindos.
First 2 days, you could see a little bit of the sort of haze in the sky from the smoke.
Yeah.
But he said it's the same every year.
Yeah, of course.
He said there's always a fire every year.
Yeah, of course.
Do you remember where we go to Marbella? Behind Marbella, a couple of years ago, it was about 5 years ago, all the forest burnt down.
Yeah, I remember.
Right, and it was coming down towards the coast and...
I've had a look at... I keep looking at the weather and it's normal. It's hot where it's meant to be hot.
It's not normal, is it? But
what do you mean?
This is not normal, what we've got here. This is the ice age we've got here.
Well, it is normal. If you think back to how many summers have been like this?
76. 76 was a
76 was a... But how many times? We talk about 76 all the time.
It's the only one, that I remember. Yeah.
There was a few years... In fact, 2019 was a particularly good one. If you're just before
and actually, for the roses. Yeah.
See, we got that. 2020, when we were all locked down,
was a bad year.
It was quite a good summer.
Oh, that was good year.
That was a good summer.
April and May was good. Yeah,
it was really good.
We had a lot of fun, didn't we? Nobody's seeing each other.
Oh, that was awful.
And you thought this will only last 6 weeks? 18 months later, I'm still wearing a mask and going to dinner for six people. What a load of rubbish.
I'll tell you what, I watched a documentary about the 1963 big freeze. It was the big freeze of 63, and it lasted from late December, so it came around Boxing Day 1962, and it lasted till March the...
Did it really?
Yes, and it was just...
How cold?
Below 25.
Where?
Minus 25.
What, not here?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Must have been freezing.
It was freezing. It was. It was called the Big Freeze. Like, you imagine what today, what that would happen today. We're all going to die. This is it. At the end of the world.
Hang on. Let's build a cycle lane.
Yeah. Don't talk
Let's
about
build a cycle lane. ULEZ. Bring in some more ULEZ because we're freezing over here. I'll tell you what.
For my mum, a song.
I will do, but let's play this one because it's very apt.
Oh, go on then.
Because we're all praying for time.
Oh, right.
Somebody else who's praying for time is probably Donald Trump. What do you think?
It's hilarious.
Well, do you know what?
What has happened to America?
I don't think he's praying for time. I think he's praying that he gets put in jail.
Do you?
What, oh, really? Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you think that will go in his favour?
Because some people
are saying that will go in his favour.
But it will. That will go in his favour.
What has happened, though? What has happened to normality?
I don't know.
I'm talking about the people that run our country, the people that run America. It's just chaos, isn't it?
It is chaos.
There's no stability, is there?
No, there's no normality anymore.
And look,
it's all extreme, isn't it?
It is. And the mad part about it is, yes, he is a powerful character, and you think, you know, there should be a powerful character.
And very orange.
I mean, very orange. And the fella that's running it at the moment, Biden, he doesn't even know he's running it. He doesn't even know where
he
is.
Well, he doesn't know that he's... I don't think he knows he's still alive.
No.
Does he?
I don't think so.
What about when he went wandering around the grounds?
Yeah. He doesn't know, does he? I mean, bless him.
I love him.
You know, you can't ever go at him. I mean, listen, you've got to have some sort of character to make it to the top, even, and you don't even know where you are.
You've got to have something.
Are these my trousers?
You've got to have something, haven't you?
Are these my shoes? Where am I?
How many times has he fallen over?
Yeah. Look, helicopter. You're going in that, Joe? Isn't it big?
He's got to be. I mean, I can remember a couple of presidents sort of stumbling a bit.
Mm.
But he's got to have the world record.
Who's your favourite president in your lifetime?
In my life, that's... Do you know what? But the thing is, when you say who's your favourite this, and especially in politics...
Mm.
Then people make an assumption of who you are, what you are, and...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If I was to say my favourite president was, I don't know,
Reagan.
Reagan.
Mm.
Then you'll get called all sort of names.
Yeah.
If you say it's Carter, then you'll get called different names.
What about Big Bill Clinton?
I liked Clinton.
Do you know what he is? You know what he is?
I'm not too keen on his wife.
I'll tell you what. For me, right? Okay.
Yeah.
When you're growing up, and we're tiny little England.
I like that he played the sax. Do you?
Did he? Oh, we did. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
He played on his. What they call it when they get
inaugurated.
Yeah. That's it.
I bet that's painful.
Very much. I've been inaugurated very, very many times
and survived.
Well, barely.
Yeah. No. Well, to think about it, right? I like to think that we're a tiny little one and our big brother.
Yes.
But listen.
Well, that's coming back at it. ITV.
Oh, yeah, right. We'll talk about that. In a minute.
Yeah.
It's somebody to look after us. You know, where you go, oi, oi, and someone goes, here, don't pick on him, You phone up your mate. And go, oi, can you come over here a minute?
Yeah.
And America go, yeah, what do you want, right? Yeah. You stand in the way and go, get out of the way.
Yeah, we were always right? like, yeah, we had America and you
right,
you,
exactly.
Yeah,
now, what you want is a powerhouse running it.
Right.
And when you looked at Bill Clinton, you went,
he's a big fella.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I won't take it either.
And the same with Reagan, even though he was a...
I liked Obama, though.
I did. I liked Obama.
I liked Obama very much.
But the people say he didn't do much.
I know they do, yeah.
He got Bin Laden, didn't he? He found Bin Laden.
And he got rid of him. He put him in the bin.
He binned him. Top bins.
Laden!
Bins. Ta-da. No, he found him. And he found the other fella as well, didn't he?
What's his name?
Oh, no. Who found Saddam Hussein?
Saddam Hussein was Bush.
Did Bush get rid of him?
When was that Saddam Hussein?
Do you remember that was a very strange time, the more you think about it, they get rid of a lot of people, don't they?
Well, yeah, they do. Yeah.
I tell you what, the more I think about it, they get a bit busy, don't they? Poking their noses.
JFK blown away. What else do I have to say?
Yeah. Still a rapper.
What song's that? Come on.
I don't know. What was it?
Oh, come on. JFK blown away.
Oh, what Billy, else do Billy I... Joel.
Yeah.
Billy Joel.
Yeah. Yeah, JFK and Martin Luther King. And
well, that's sort of before our time.
Oh, absolutely.
So we don't really.
Saddam Hussein was a weird one. Do you remember when they the Tories?
Terrible footballer. Yeah, go on.
He was very. Not bad in goal. When they pulled his statue down.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was a statue we're pulling down, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They're pulling down some statues now that.
They're
having to go at Winston Churchill, weren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. Mm. Winston Churchill. He liked to drink.
Mm.
He liked a cigar.
Yeah.
And he liked to
a speech.
Roll around on the floor.
Yeah.
Do you know they used to come up to his room, you know, wherever he was, and he would be flat out on the floor, completely and utterly obliterated.
Like yourself?
Like myself.
So you're very similar.
And wake him up, say, come on, Winston, time to do a speech. Yeah. So he'd get up.
So he is very similar.
Go and do his speech, flat out on the beaches, and then
go back to sleep.
Go back to sleep.
I remember doing that with you on Top of the Pops.
And have nine calls. I did, yeah.
I woke you up and said, we're on Top of the Pops.
That's right.
You went back to sleep.
And my trousers fell down. I had to pin them up.
True.
We'll find them on the beaches. I can't do him.
Go back to the old...
Yes.
Go back to the old presidents.
Yes.
Reagan got shot, didn't he?
Reagan... John Hinckley.
Was that the one who got killed? It was his bodyguard.
I think John... He had a go at Reagan, I think, for Jodie Foster.
It was something to, that's the person who shot him.
Yeah, John Hinckley. It was something to do with Jodie Foster.
Wow.
Yeah, he was obsessed with Jodie Foster, and I think he was trying to kill the president for her.
Right.
I might have got this wrong.
Right.
But I think I'll have a look at it. I'm sure it's something to do with that.
You've got a few things
I know
things
it's something
wrong.
To do with Jodie Foster.
Sometimes.
I'll get a lot of things wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it was something to do with Jodie Foster. Because he was obsessed with her from Taxi Driver.
Oh, I see.
Because that was her first film.
Was it really?
Mm. Ever seen Taxi Driver?
I have, yeah.
So it's not an easy watch.
Not an easy watch. It's a bit, isn't it? It's a bit it's a bit deep.
But it's fair. But, you know, it's just worth watching just for the bit when he's...
All right, then.
Go on.
Let's go America. So just talking about the
Americans. Abe Lincoln.
We've gone past.
Oh, sir.
Favourite show host in America?
Favourite show? Letterman. Got to be.
Do you think so?
Oh, got to be.
I saw the one yesterday with David Letterman interviewing Paul McCartney, and it was a little bit sick.
Oh, was he done? When did he do that?
It was quite a while ago. But he said,
oh, no, I know.
We've been trying to get you on for years.
Do you know what, though? Paul McCartney's become a better interviewee. In the last,
it was a bit aloof.
He was horrible.
Horrible, yeah.
In the 80s.
I agree, yeah.
He wasn't very nice.
I agree.
And it was quite, he didn't want to be there.
He didn't want to be there, exactly. Yeah. That's what I felt from it.
There's a terrible one with him, with the original Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful. That's about 1982.
What about Jay Leno? Did you like him?
I didn't mind Jay Leno. I thought Letterman was a lot better. I must admit.
Yeah.
I like he got a lot of stick, didn't he? James Corden, but I thought he was very clever.
No, I thought he worked hard at it.
He worked very hard.
Let's play a record.
Not meant to be very nice though, apparently. Well,
you don't like James, do you?
I admire his work. I don't think he's meant to be very nice.
No. Well, I've heard a story.
I know the story.
It's a great story.
Yeah, with the football thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
should we tell it?
Yeah, you can tell it.
I won't say the names. Who was it? It was the Soccer Aid, UNICEF situation. James was in the early days, wasn't as famous as he was, and there was an old football manager who was very funny.
Yes.
On the pitch, and a few other ex-pros.
Yeah.
And as James walked off the pitch, they said, "Come on, we'll have a break now. We'll all go in for have a cup of tea." Mm. And as James walked off the pitch, this old manager, who's quite funny, shouted out, "Now, James, come back with a ball. We can't take the ball with you." And James turned around and said, "Well, I ain't got the..." They're pointing at his stomach. Everyone laughed. And James went, "Oh, that's nice, yeah. Take the mickey out of a fat person, wouldn't you?"
Yeah.
And walked off and everyone went, "Ooh."
And bags.
Mad, eh?
Yeah.
I've told that story, but I don't know whether...
You haven't told it on air before.
No. No, but I've not mentioned any names to incriminate anyone, have I?
Who are you incriminating?
Yeah.
Should we play a song for me, Mum?
Song for now, Olive.
This is for you, Mum. And I thought we were limited to what we could pick, actually, because we didn't pre-do it, because we were late. But we're going to choose this one for you. And it actually... It's also linked with... Martin's mum, Betty Bell, who is no longer with us, who I adored, and I'll be outside having a fag with her now. Come on, John, she used to go. And this was played at Betoid's funeral.
It was.
And that is one of my mum's favourites, so let's link
and,
it all
and
up.
I didn't know it was one of my mum's favourites.
No, you didn't, did you?
It was my aunt told me after. Listen, she wanted that played. So the
You'd never heard the song?
I hadn't. So the fact that your mum is one of your mum's favourites.
One of my mum's favourites. So this is Stardust from Nat King Cole.
Especially for Olive on her 90th. But
on her 90th.
She looks about
and Betty,
62.
If you, Betty's looking down. This is for you too.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you when our love was new. And each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside the garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom, though I dream in vain. In my heart, it will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Lovely.
Beautiful one.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's a beautiful.
Especially for Olive on her 90th.
90 years old. Unbelievable, isn't it?
She's going on tour with AC/DC next week.
I know, she's got the outfit ready.
We're having a little do for Olive on Sunday.
On Sunday, we're gonna do a few songs for her.
Sing a few. I mean, it's only me, you, and Olive, but it should be fine.
Yeah, we'll be fine. Yeah, she'll be sitting there.
She's heard it all before.
Do you know, I was talking about the other day. We've got to do it again. There's somewhere. It's Bell and Spurling live in front of their nans.
Oh, we've got to find that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. We did. We recorded an album where we sing a load of soul songs.
And we play our nans as well.
Did we play our
we
nans?
We were the nans.
Oh, was we?
Oh, isn't he good? We go, it's lovely. You're Martin. Isn't he good?
It's a bit Pete and Dud, isn't it?
It was a bit, but it was really, really funny. Someone's got a copy of that somewhere. Not for 6 o'clock listeners.
No, I think there was a few expletives thrown in there, wasn't there?
Oh, guaranteed.
Yeah. Just while we're doing this, I know we're flicking around some of the old songs. Is anyone tuning in now? Go, God,
no, we
old music.
I see what we're going to. It's a tribute to our mums.
Yeah, we're having a walk down memory lane.
Yeah.
Should we play a Bobby Darin one that your mum likes?
Why not? And she's a big fan of Bobby Darin. She loves Bobby Darin. What a tragedy, really.
Go on.
I mean, 37 when he died.
Hmm.
And to achieve what he achieved.
What did he die of?
Well, he had, what weakens
your
heart?
Ingrown toenail?
No. What weakens your heart when you're young? You have that illness that weakens your heart.
I
can't remember what it's called.
Lupus?
No.
That's lungs.
No, that's lungs.
Wait a minute, hangs.
Pleurisy, was it?
Oh, pleurisy. No, that's lungs. That's lungs.
Yeah, well, that also weakens.
And they got a bit spongy.
Weakens your heart. I think I might be wrong.
Pleurisy is,
he has something, and he had that young, so
you should ask me, because I'm a doctor.
He knew that I should have asked you, but he knew he had a limited amount of time. He knew that he wasn't going to make old bones, basically.
Right.
And so he crammed it all in.
Yeah.
If you pardon the expression. And right. Amazing. What an amazing.
But
voice.
There again, the track that 37. Track that me and you have done for years and blown the place apart with Mac the Knife.
Yeah.
Is. I mean, we took it to another level. I used to listen to a friend of ours sing it in the East End when I was 21, 22. That's how I learnt it.
Yeah.
And then I thought, he sang it as a, So I think we gave it a bit of a soul version.
And made it bigger. I don't think it was soul, but we...
No, but we just had to...
We call that was a big showstopper.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Still is, you know.
We don't do that anymore. We'll do that on Sunday.
We do it on Sunday. There we go.
Yeah.
But we're going to do a different one for Olive. This is Dream Lover. Bobby of the Darin. Yeah, I love that. Nice. Yeah. I thought it was a Neil Sedaka song.
Well, as I said, it sounds a bit Neil Sedaka-y.
This is funny, isn't it? We're playing songs I've not heard for years. Anyone listening, tune in and going, that Baron Sperling, what were they, 312 years old?
Well, we're playing it for my 90-year-old mum.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what this does.
What does it do?
Watch this. I'm going to tell you about. You're in your living room with your record player.
Oh.
Right? Now, you can picture your living room.
Yes.
Look at the lampshades. They're those old 1970s lampshades.
Yes, yeah, right? Or 80s.
Right. Mm, we're listening to this in the 70s, really.
Oh, okay.
We think about it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Olive, she's probably listening now. She's probably remembering what three-piece suite you had.
Oh, I remember.
It used to be a Draylon.
Yeah. I think it was... Yeah, it was...
Do you remember
your
carpet? Remember your carpet? Well,
sort of. I know a lot of things were orange in those days.
There was a lot of orange, yeah.
Why was orange? It was terrible.
I mean, which I like orange now. I'm sort of...
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
really?
Back in with orange.
Yeah, but it was a horrible orange then.
It was, yeah. And there was...
Our kitchen was orange.
Oh, ours was orange.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I know that we had...
Orange units.
We had a tiny... Yes.
Yeah.
And we had a tiny little kitchen.
Yeah, we until, did. A little galley kitchen, yeah.
Yeah, until we had an extension.
Same as us, yeah.
And then we had a massive kitchen.
Yeah, we did. We did. My dad went, right, and hang on a minute. We've had a good year for the roses.
And what colour was our kitchen, the new one?
Go on.
Green.
Oh, my God. You ain't going to believe it. You are not going to believe it.
Shut up.
Ours was beige. But here's the kicker.
What's it?
Here's the kicker.
Go on.
The tiles were green.
Green.
It was a beige kicking. Kicking? I'll tell you what, I'll give myself a kicking.
The beige was kicking?
It was a beige kitchen with...
Get your teeth. You've just dropped your teeth.
I've got a picture of it. I've actually got a picture of it.
Have you?
And we had a cymatic.
Yeah.
Cymatic.
This was obviously the 80s.
This was 80s. This is around about 1980.
Yeah, ours was 1979.
Right, we had it all put in. And the floor tiles and the wall tiles were white, but with a green...
I remember them. I remember, of course I do.
We're at Myrtle Drive, yeah.
Of course I remember the kitchen.
Big old kitchen.
It was a big kitchen,
and
yeah.
Do you remember the first time you got a push-button phone?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you were flash with it,
right? Oh,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your mates come around and go, yeah, what's this?
Right,
yeah, that's
all right. Do you know...
And the cordless ones. What about the cordless ones?
Well, we were one of the first to get a cordless one.
What, in the world?
No,
Street. Yeah.
On a Wednesday night, a mate used to come back.
Yeah.
A different mate every week.
Right, you don't have to tell anyone about this.
No. And I don't know why, but it was like for a little while with, and one.
What, you're kissing and cuddling?
One, no. Oh yeah.
Stop it. Go on. Yeah.
And one
Big
Wednesday,
Keith,
one Wednesday, this bloke, I won't mention his name.
Please don't.
He's come back with me, and I had a snooker, half snooker table.
Yeah,
you know, half size.
Yeah, the half size. Yeah,
and
you only play at one end.
Yeah. And a table. She used to play snooker, table tennis.
Yeah.
Anyway,
is it one of those what they call, not conundrums? They were called a compendium.
What?
Where you could play a load of different games on one table.
Oh no, it wasn't one of those.
Okay.
No, they were separate tables.
Right.
Anyway, so it comes to his time to go home. Mm. Now, he has took a certain interest in our cordless phone.
Yeah.
And, you know, look at that, it's brilliant, he's going.
Yeah. Pulled the aerial up, didn't
he? That's right, anyway. Yeah. It was, you know, the one that, when you put it on the thing to charge.
Charge it, yeah.
And then it was a handheld.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Anyway, so...
Flash,
anyway, tell our mate, thanks for coming. Cheers.
Yeah.
Now, with this phone, when you used to ring it...
Yeah,
the bass used to go.
Yeah, of course.
You could hear it. You could hear the bass.
Yeah.
Anyway, so ta-da. Yeah, cheers, mate. Bye. Anyway, so we're all sitting there, and they're just about to have some dinner.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we hear chicka. I go, Mum, what's that?
Yeah.
She went, where's the phone?
Yeah.
He's nicked it.
No.
He's nicked it and trying to use it. He's trying to use it round the corner because we can hear it going ticka 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 ticka. So
happened?
I've got to school the next day.
Well, you didn't go out looking for him?
No. I thought, well, I'll leave it till school next time.
Right. You didn't have a phone, though. Oh, because normally you had two of those, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
One upstairs.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to school the next day, so I've put it about. Right. So and so, he's nicked my phone.
Yeah.
So it's got words got around
yeah.
that and that he's a tea leaf.
Yeah.
Anyway, lunchtime, I've looked in my bag. He's put it back in my bag.
No.
On my life. I never spoke to him again.
You don't think that it was in your bag all the time?
No. No, but he's put it in my bag.
You're joking.
He'd brought it to school with him.
I mean, that's that's genius, really.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of the best thieves ever.
He
nicks something and replaces it.
And his dad was a policeman. How about that?
Well, that's what's
his
happened.
Old man was a policeman.
He's probably nicked him. And can we play a song?
Yes.
This was the song that my mum loved.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, my mum used to sing it, and she had quite a tuneful voice.
She did. She did.
She used to sing in tune.
Yeah.
And she used to sing it, and she always used to say, play that when I'm gone. And we played it, and yeah, I mean, I like this one. You know, it's one of those, when you hear it...
Oh, everybody loves it.
It's just got... It's a,
oh, it's a classic.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Stars shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me, just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me. Leave all worries behind you, but in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Of the old Betty Bell there.
Ah, the Betty.
Betty of the Bells.
The Betty of the Bell.
The other track that we played when Betty went was one that me and you sung, and we sung it around my piano at Repton Park once.
Yeah.
And it was a Joe Brown's, what is it called?
Oh, well, it was, God, what was it called?
Because they played it at the end of George
I'll
Harrison's.
See you in my dreams.
See you in my dreams. Hold you in my dreams. They will shine
my lonely way tonight. I'll see you in my dreams.
Yeah, that one. Something like that. Something like that, anyway. Yeah, we'll try and play that next time. When I say next,
that once were mine.
Tender eyes that shine, they will light my lonely way tonight. But I'll see you in my dreams.
We never did it. We were going to sing it, weren't we?
I wanted to finish every gig with it.
Yeah, I know.
In fact, we should
have. We should have done. It was a great...
We'll come to it.
Mm. Yeah.
Instead, at the moment, after the gigs, we play Bring Me Sunshine.
We've got that as a finish, haven't we? We're going to have to upload that.
Well, I'm actually away for 3 weeks now, aren't I?
Oh.
And then me and you are away doing something else.
Well, I might come in and do one, you know.
I've heard you will. Best you do one. We wanted to play this one as well, didn't we? Because your mum liked Sedaka.
Yeah.
My mum loved Neil Sedaka.
Yes. My mum's a big fan.
So we've got two tracks that we want to
squeeze it before John comes on.
And we also, me and you used to sing this, didn't we?
No.
We did.
We used to sing Love Will Keep Us Together.
No, we used to do this one as well.
Did we really?
We did on a Sunday at Rifles.
Ah. Oh, I think we did. I think you're right.
It's a great one. Let's give it a go. Neil Sedaka. Yeah. He's still with us, by the way.
He certainly is.
Great singer, songwriter.
Pianist.
Carpet fitter. Yeah.
Strolling along country roads with my baby. It starts to rain, it begins to pour. Without an umbrella, we're soaked to the skin. I feel a shiver run up my spine. I feel the warmth of her hand in mine. Ooh, I hear laughter in the rain, walking hand in hand with the one I love. She breathes and I close my eyes, sharing our love under stormy skies. Ooh, I hear laughter in the rain, walking hand in hand with the one I love. Ooh, how I love the rainy days and the happy way I feel inside.
I'm feeling happy inside.
Wow, yeah. Do one more chorus.
I'm feeling happy inside.
Ooh, I hear laughter in the rain. Walking hand in hand with the one I love. Ooh, how I love the rainy days and the happy days. I feel inside.
Beautiful, eh?
Very nice.
Yeah. I used to love singing that. We used to do it on a Sunday at Rifles in Enfield to the four of them.
To the four of them. And with our trousers around their ankles.
That's right. There was one gig we decided that we were so bored of singing to the same people.
Oh, yeah.
This is how mad this gig was, right? We used to turn up in John's mum's car.
That's right.
With the PA system in
the blue car.
And the three or four people that watched us would come out to help us with the equipment.
With the equipment.
And they would carry it in.
Yes.
And we'd set, well, I'd set it up. You'd watch me. And I'd wire it up. Nothing's changed. And then they would go and get a drink. They'd go, do you want a drink? Go, yeah. Yeah, go on, we'll have a drink.
Yes.
And then they'd bring out some potatoes as well.
Potatoes.
And we would sing to the four of them.
We'd sing to the four of them. Sometimes with our trousers around their ankles. Yeah. I can remember one particular gig. I'd sang, we did the gig, while, and I sat with... I sat on a chair, yeah, table,
yeah,
and had a three-course meal.
You did?
While singing.
And you had a Black Forest Gâteau.
And you put it over my head.
I poured the cream over your head. One of the greatest times,
yeah,
is when we went to that gig. We had a gig in Loughton the night before.
Yeah.
And we...
Oh, that was brilliant.
And so we had a gig in Loughton the night before.
And we were hanging, basically.
And we were in a bit of an old state, and you came round to pick me up.
Yeah.
And you came round and you put, I said, all right, I've got in the front seat. And me and you talked all the way to Rifles.
That's,
we were talking,
right,
about, God, what a great,
oh,
night.
Great night, yeah.
And we pulled up at Rifles. I got out one side, you got out the other. We opened the back doors and we went, where's the equipment? It in Loughton the night before.
We'd left it at the gig, hadn't we?
And we run in and we said to the two owners, Tommy and George, you said, Tom, we've been about half hour. It was about an hour, weren't we? Like, where are you going? We went, we ain't got no equipment. Forgot it.
The best, really, when you, let's just quickly wrap up that story.
Yeah.
Where, when we got the sack from Rifle. Yeah. And we, but honestly, we mucked about every week.
Yeah.
We,
2 years.
For 2 years.
Every Sunday.
We were there 2 years. Mm. And we mucked about every week. I mean, we did not... I don't think we did, well, one song,
the,
seriously.
That's where the comedy started.
Yeah.
I remember us singing when, yeah, What's Going On by Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
And then halfway through, we started changing the words. And that was the start.
That was the start of it, yeah. But we Tommy came up to us. Before we went on, he went, boys, I'm afraid this is going to have to be your last one. And we were upset, wasn't we?
We were very upset, yeah.
Well, why, Tom? Why? And he went, well, I've heard rumours that you're different elsewhere.
You take it seriously. You sing proper elsewhere. You don't muck about.
2 years.
2 years we'd survive.
Years.
Brilliant, wasn't it? What about the time when there was one odd bod? There was one odd bod in,
yeah,
there who,
yeah,
used to just stare at us.
Mm.
And there was one time he went, can I help you take the equipment out? And you, I think you went, yeah, go on then.
Yeah.
And he carried, and you went, that's quite heavy, that speaker. I'll carry that. And he carried it out and he put it in your mum's boot,
yes,
of your car.
Yes.
But he didn't put it round the right way.
That's right. And he smashed it.
Slammed the window, slammed the back boot down and it went through the window. And we went, nah, the speakers go
that way. No, the speakers
way.
Go that way, mate. You've just ruined my car.
Right, we've got time for one more song.
Yes.
And I think Olive's going to like this one because, ooh, I love this one.
Mm.
And Betty Bell would have loved this one.
Yes.
Because I'm taking you back to those 70s and 80s when you was in your living room, you had your stereo.
Yes.
It used to light up at night, didn't it?
Light up.
Turn the lights off at night and it would light up.
Mm.
And you had a everyone had a KTEL
album.
Which is, a sort of compilation
of
the top 40.
What about the top of the Pops records where you had other artists covering the...
I didn't like that.
They were terrible.
Didn't like that.
Shocking.
But this one was on one of my KTEL
albums. Was the real artist.
I actually remember this being like number two on there. And I think Slade was on there with was one.
Slade.
Gilbert O'Sullivan would have been on there.
One of my favourites.
And there was another guy. Who's the bloke who sang a song with his dog on Top of the Pops?
What?
Can't remember.
Some of his dog.
Yeah, he sat there. His dog sat next to him, and he.
Oh, was Roger Whittaker?
Might have been. Another carpet fitter. Here we go.
Yeah.
This one's for Olive.
Yep.
And I love you so. The people ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life has been. Could life begin again? The day you took my hand. And yeah,
sounds terrible.
The shadows follow me and the night won't set me free. But I don't let evening get me down. Now that you're
we've got to go.
We've got to go.
Happy birthday, Mum.
I'm off to Lake Como.
Yeah. I'm going to come in and do a Bella Sperling special without you.
Yeah. Great. That'd be good. Happy birthday to Ollie on her 90th birthday.
Happy birthday, Mum. See you in a minute.
See you in a minute. We'll see you again very soon. Have a beautiful one. John's coming up straight after this with a non-league show.
Not me.
No. John Chubb.
Yeah.